streaming live. It's Delta Panther Sports. Grab yourself some snacks and a frosty beverage and get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Delta High School. The weather has wreaked havoc with the schedule, and Delta is now hosting the Panthers of Montezuma Cortez. I'm Mark Cantor, and Delta enters this game with nearly a week layoff and a record of 3-1 after the solid 2-1 non-league, 2-1 non-league victory over Rifle last Tuesday. Cortez started fast with 4 straight victories, but lost 2 over the weekend in tournament play, both by 1 run to larger schools. So this should be an outstanding contest between 2 teams that have gotten off to really good starts to their season. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, you'll hear from head coach Steve Reier. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Ace is the place for the
help
for hardware,
folks. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorough, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop roofing shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
Steve, that pitching was outstanding against Rifle.
Yeah, we really pitched well. I mean, every single kid that was on the bump, they did what we asked them to do. They threw strikes, they got outs for us, and, you know, they competed. And that's, when we're on the mound, that's what we've got to do. If we compete, we're going to be in ball games.
So you've got Tyreed in to close out games a couple times already this season. Is that going to be his role on the mound this season, or has it just been a coincidence?
I think a little bit of it is just kind of the situation. We had kind of drawn out that order for our pitchers, and, Braden and Jake both went longer than we thought they were going to go, so it just ended up with, you know, Ty getting that opportunity to close. But, kind of the same thing in the Ken Denver game. And he's a big imposing force, you know. So when he gets on the mound, it's, when you stand 60 feet away from him, he's a big man out there. And he throws hard. And, so he is an ideal closer. But, we're going to see him in different spots, you know, as a starter, as a mid guy, just kind of depending what the situation calls for.
Cortez, who we have today, obviously, is off to a fast start playing quality competition, kind of similar to us. What do we have to worry about from Tim Tassel's club?
They're a good team. We just know they're gonna scrap. They're gonna compete. They have good arms. They swing it well. And we're gonna have to go out and compete. We're gonna have to be aggressive in the strike zone at hitters, which we've struggled with. And we've been working on that. And hopefully we get that squared away today.
Obviously, this game with Cortez has been moved around the schedule quite a bit. How does that affect the mindset of the team, having to get up for a game and then not
have the game and then getting up for the game again.
Yeah, you know, I think we're kind of, you know, we kind of preach control what you can control. It's just one of those things that we're just kind of at the mercy of the weather right now, and it's so Jekyll and Hyde right now that we're just going to kind of, you know, have to, you know, do what we can when we can and be ready to play on that day and, you know, hope for the best. You know, but at the same time, it's kind of worked out in our favor getting a nice home game and keeping us off the road, because we're going to be on the road a lot these next couple weeks.
Indeed. And the weather's supposed to be nice today, so that'll be a treat as well.
Yeah, I'm hoping we know what to do with sunshine.
Yeah, we haven't seen it in a while on a game day, so good luck to you, Steve.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate, quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of, and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a countywide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your project done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete plane service, laser cutting, powder coating, sand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to Delta High School. Mark Cantor here with you. Take a look at the starting lineup for both teams now. We'll start with the visiting Cortez Panthers. Leading off playing shortstop, number 13, Corey Carver. Batting second will be the third baseman, number 24, Evan Lemunyan. Batting third, the catcher, number 25, Darren Gage. Batting cleanup for the Panthers, the pitcher, number 23, Miles Frost. Batting fifth will be the first baseman, number 26, Sam Finley. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, number 11, Wyatt Foster. Batting seventh, the second baseman, number 7, Miles Carver. Batting eighth will be the designated hitter, number 99, Jeremy Osmond. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 32, Dean York. Osmond is hitting for the center fielder, number 21, Gabe Crowley. We'll take a quick pause here for the National Anthem before getting to your Delta Panthers lineup. Thank you.
taking a look at the Delta starting lineup now. Leading off and playing second base, number 9, Ryland Bynum. Batting second will be the shortstop, the number 2, Landon Clay. Batting third, today's designated hitter, number 19, Braden Sprouch. He'll be hitting the center fielder, Brett Leho. Batting cleanup for Delta, the right fielder, number 7, Ty Reed. Batting fifth, the catcher, number 33, Luke Gastineau. Batting sixth will be the left fielder, number 4, Connor Workman. In the 7th hole, today's pitcher, number 26, Landon Kennel. Batting 8th, the first baseman, number 11, Rip Lockhart. And batting 9th, the third baseman, number 12, Lance Porter. So we'll take a look at Landon Kennel's numbers here real quick. He only has the one appearance this year, and that was during the Luke Olgebrunn's tournament. Is 1-0 on the season, 233 earned run average, pitched really well in his only appearance. 9 strikeouts, no walks, allowed a couple of earned runs. So he is only a freshman, folks, and Delta expects big things from him on the mound this year. So he'll be facing Corey Tarver, LeMunyon, and Dave. So Corey Tarver, the leadoff hitter for Cortez. He is batting .526 this season, 3 doubles, 2 triples, and a home run. 4 walks, 2 strikeouts, an on-base percentage of .640, so good numbers for your leadoff hitter here for Cortez. We'll see what he can do against Landon. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time. And we're underway. First pitch is outside for a ball. Kennel comes back right at the knees for a strike, so the count's now even. Kennel set and delivers. Swing and a miss. So no Landon working ahead in the count, 1-2. Carver steps out, now back in, and the pitch. Off-speed pitch, foul back, out of play. The 1-2 delivery from Kennel. Just misses low. And the count's even once again. Carver calls time at the plate. He'll step out, checks the count with the umpire. Apparently he didn't trust the scoreboard. And the pitch, it's in the dirt. And Carver hits from the count full. So Carver going deep in the first at bat here. The pitch, strike 3 called on the outside corner. 1 out. And Evan LeMunyon will come to the plate. Tim Castle's joy with the full count by Carver turned to dread as strike 3 was called on the outside corner from Kennel. And now LeMunyon will stride to the plate. He stands in from the left side against the righty Kennel. LeMunyon, .316 batting average on the season. Kennel misses the outside corner for ball 1. One money and four doubles and two triples this year so far. Three walks, seven strikeouts. This one's on the ground to first. Lockhart up with it. Fields the position well and steps on the bag for the unassisted out. Two down, top of the first, and Darren Gage will come to the plate. Dave's hitting 273 with one double. He'll be in from the left side as well. Dave's two walks, eight strikeouts. Swing and a miss at the first pitch to Dave. He'll step out now, back in. The pitch, off-speed pitch, misses inside. It was a good pitch. He just missed the strike zone at the belt. Kennel stares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. This one is lying foul on the right side. Kennel ahead in the count, 1-2. Kennel's airship. He's set. He'll kick and fire. This one's going to be lined into center field. Leho plays it on a bounce. And gets it in quickly. Two out single for Davis. Dave's. And cleanup hitter and today's starting pitcher for Cortez, Miles Frost, will come to the plate. Frost batting 375 on the year, two doubles. As Gastineau drops the pitch and Daves will take second. Want to know the count to Frost. Pitch. Not entirely sure where that missed, but it did. It was up in the zone, but it still looked like a strike, maybe a little outside. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. So the count's 2-1 now to the Cortez pitcher. Kennel will check the runner Days a second. Now come home. That's right in for strike two. Right down the pipe, if you will. Deuces wild on the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Days with a big lead off a second. Bynum trying to move in behind him, as is Clay. The pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Frost could not check his swing, and he will go down on strikes to end the inning. No runs, the one hit, one runner left on. We'll head to Delta's half of the first. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 6 or 7 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs. Even if it isn't in stock, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta High School, no score here as we head to the bottom of the first. We'll take a look at Miles Frost's numbers on the year so far. From the mound as the righty warms up here. Frost has four appearances on the year, a 7.5 batting average. That's a .75 ERA, in four appearances. No record, but he does have one save, two walks, and 12 strikeouts. So we'll see what he can do here against Delta's lineup. Delta really would like to get the bats going today against Cortez and hopefully carry that through to this weekend when they face an always dangerous Durango team in Durango, weather permitting, of course. Obviously, this time of year, and for some reason, this winter's been pretty crazy and unpredictable, so we will have to kind of wait and see what happens. The weather is supposed to be a little nicer this weekend, but leading up to it, it could be a little dicey. I know some precipitation is called for on Thursday going into Friday, so we'll just have to wait and see how things turn out. Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. Rye is batting .364 on the season with one RBI. Three walks, three strikeouts. He'll stand in from the right side against the righty Frost. Here's the pitch. He takes on the inside corner, strike one. Rylan's proved to be a very patient hitter, good leadoff hitter for the Panthers this year so far. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. A little late on that one. And now Rye's going to have to be tough with two in battle here. Here's the pitch from Frost. This one chops out. So Rylan doing exactly what I said in battle. Got a piece of it. Frost kicks and fires. That one's in the dirt. And it's 1-2. Shout out to Rylan's parents who are listening on the stream today. The pitch, and he chops this up the third base line, and it will be on the line, and it is fair. An infield hit for Bynum, a soft chopper. Just rolling on the chalk and stays in fair territory. So that will be bring Landon Clay to the plate. Lando betting .250 with an RBI on this season. Has five walks and has been hit by a pitch. He's also reached on an error this year. Bynum with a short lead from first. Held on by the first baseman, Lyle Carver. Lando takes ball one. Frost stares in. He's got his sign. And delivers. Chop toward the third baseman, and it eats him up. LeMunyon elated. Tried to play it off the side. It bounced right over him. Had he gotten in front of it, would have been able to knock it down. So, no outs. Bynum on second. Clay on first. I'm going to call that an E5. And now Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprouty looking to find his way so far. Batting only 111 with a double and two RBI. A couple of strikeouts as well. The pitch, and he's going to score to bunt. And Bynum takes off from second, forces a bad throw from the catcher, Dave, and he's going to come around to score on the error. Clay advances to second on the throw. They think they tagged him as he rounded, and there's going to be a discussion by both field umpires now. the first base umpire trying to convince the field umpire that made the call that it may have been the wrong call, but he's not buying it. So said Coach Jim passed a lot of the dugout to talk about it. We'll see what transpires here. So discussion continues. Third base umpire and Tassel out there just behind the pitcher's mound. And Tassel is not going to win this argument. So still no outs. Delta with a run in. And Clay now the runner at second. Sprout with a 1-0 count at the plate. Left on right here. Clay with a good lead out at second. Crowdy. Brado lines it into right field. Clay's going to be held up at third on the solid single from Brado. Now right fielder Tyree to the plate. Ty batting 182 on the season with an RBI. There's a walk and a strikeout. Reached on an error a couple times. So Delta with runners at the corners. Brado speed down at first. I expect him to go fairly early here. It's being held on by the first baseman, Carver. Here's the pitch from Frost. And Reed dives at the center field. The center fielder, Crowley, is back. He will make the catch. Clay tags from third. So a sack fly from Reed. And Clay will score. Sprout remains at first, so with one away, Luke Gastineau will come to the plate, and it looks like Ty is down at the plate and hurt himself on the swing. He's been battling some back issues here early in the season, and they may have sprouted up here. He's also had knee issues. He tore his meniscus during football season, and looks like he's not putting much weight on this, on his right foot, so we're definitely going to get a substitution here. We'll wait and see who comes in to play right field when Delta is back out at the top of the second. So the umpire going to deliver the news to the Cortez dugout as to who the substitution will be. And Luke Gastineau will be at the plate. Gastineau batting 222 on the season. A couple of walks. So it looks like in Delta takes the field, it's going to be Joe Black that comes in and right, which is what I suspected for the injured Reed. So Gastineau at the plate, left on right, Sprout, runner at first, no outs. Sprout, he doesn't waste any time. He's in there way ahead of the throw. So Delta leads 2-0 here, bottom of the first inning. Gastineau took strike one. Time called. Here's the 0-1 to Luke. This one's on the... Nope, it's going to be foul on the left side. So Gastineau now going to have to be tough with two. Gastineau's got a pretty good eye up there. The pitch, swing and a miss. And Luke goes down on strikes for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring Connor Work into the plate. Connor looking to add one more run to the total here before the inning's over. There are two outs. Double leads 2-0. Clay, excuse me, that smack down the third base line and foul. So Brado, the runner out at second. So base hit should score him. Cortez, second baseman, Lyle Carver working in and out on him. As Workman swings and misses at the 0-1 delivery. Here's the 0-2. This one's going to be hit to the third baseman. Third baseman Lemonyan up with it, on to first. 5-3 on the put out to end the inning, but Delta scores two, leaves the runner on, and we will go to the top of the second. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Delta leads 2-0 as we head to the second inning. Landon Kennel to face the 5-6-7 hitters in the Cortez lineup. It's going to be Lean, Foster, and Carver. So once again, Ty Reed suffering an injury in his at bat, and Joe Black will be in right field now. So not only does an injury to Ty affect the Panthers defensively as well as at the plate, it also affects them on the mound, as he's a huge part of their rotation, as we talked about in the pregame. So Lean, music. So Lean will step in from the right side, and he'll take strike one right down the middle. Kennel has this sign, and he works quick as it's quickly 0-2 to the Cortez first baseman. The pitch in the dirt. Rolls through Gaston's legs and all the way to the backstop, but this being the first batter of the innings, no damage done. This pitch is going to be looped down the right field line and foul. The lead steps back in. Yeah. And upstairs in. There's the 1-2. That's going to hit Lean in the helmet. And that's why we wear the equipment. He'll head down to first after being hit by the pitch. And there's a breaking ball that just didn't break for Landon. And now Wyatt Foster will come to the plate. Foster batting 200 on the season with a double. 3 walks and a strikeout. Lean with a short lead off of first. This one comes inside, gets by Gastineau, and Lean will advance. Want to know the count to Foster. The pitch. Right down Broad Street for strike one. So the count will be even now. Kennel stares in with the runner Lean on second. Bynum and Clay work in and out on him. Now the pitch. Outside corner for a strike. So Kennel ahead now in the count, 1-2. And the pitch. Strike 3 called right down the middle. Not sure what Foster was looking for, but that definitely wasn't it. And he will hit the pine. Now Lyle Carver, the second baseman, will come to the plate. Cortez's 2 baggers, batting 333 with a couple of RBIs on the season. 3 walks, 3 strikeouts. Got a duck on the pond out there in second base in the form of Samson Lee. Delta with a 2-0 advantage. One down here in the top of the second. Pitch, right at the knees for a strike. So Carver will step out now back into the right side. The pitch. Swing and a miss at the high heater. And Kennel way ahead now, 0-2. Kennel stares in. Becomes set. Check the runner at second. And deliver. Strike 3 called at the knees. 2 outs. 4th strikeout of the day for Kennel. Now Jeremy Osment will come to the plate. Osment with just 1 at bat on the year. The pitch, swing and a miss. Lead the runner at second for Cortez. 2 down here in the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch from Kennel. Swing and a miss on the offspeed. Again, Kennel. Way ahead, 0-2. Timeout called by Osmond. He'll step back in. Kennel stares in. Checks the runner at second. Now comes home. Swing and a miss, strike 3. After hitting the first batter of the inning, Kennel comes back with 3 straight strikeouts. So no runs, no hits. One man left on. We'll head to the bottom of the second inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are Nine Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at ninestoriescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at Nine Stories Creative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
For Tanner back with you at Delta High School as the Panthers head to their half of the second inning. Up 2-0 on the visiting Cortez Panthers. Miles Sprouse going to face Delta's 7, 8, and 9 hitters to the bottom of the lineup for the Panthers. Starting with the pitcher Landon Kennel. Kennel with just a couple of bats on the season. And has a couple of hits. And so he's done pretty well at the plate. Was hit by a pitch as well. So been productive. Frost waits for his sign. Has it now. And the pitch. Kennel takes strike one at the knees. Frost with the 0-1. That's outside. Counts even. And the pitch. This one chopped to the third baseman, LaMagna, and he's up with it quickly. Throw is in time. A little low, but dug out by Lean, and Kennel will be the first out of the inning. That'll bring Rip Lockhart to the plate. The Delta first baseman batting 143 on this season. He struck out 3 times. Looking to start something here in the bottom of the second with 1 down. The pitch. Hit high and foul on the right side, out of play. Frost stares in, he'll have his sign. And the pitch. This one. Foul again, just about the same place. So Lockhart going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Frost. Taken outside. Ball 1. And the pitch. Off speed, swung on and missed. And now there's 2 outs in the inning. And Lance Porter will come to the plate. Lance batting 143 on the season. Couple of strikeouts. Pitch. At the knees for a strike. Two-seamer there from Frost. The 0-1. Porter's going to wear it. So he'll be on it first, and that'll bring Bynum back to the plate. Ryland reached on an infield single, a slow roller up the third baseline that the third baseman LaMagna decided to let roll, and it never went foul. So Bynum ended up coming around to score Delta's first run. He's up now with two outs and a runner on first. The pitch. This is outside for a ball. Porter with not a whole lot of speed at first. That's a good lead, though. Held on by Lee. Frost has the sign, delivers the 1-0. It's inside for a ball. So, Bynum up in the count 2-0. Waiting for a pitch to drive. Stands in on the right side. And the pitch. That one's at the knees. Fastball, strike one. Good lead by Porter at first. Frost looks over at him, and now he'll come set after getting his sign. There's the 2-1. Porter's going. A hit and run called. Bynum fouls it off, and the count's even. So Porter retreats to the bag at first. We'll get the signs from Steve Ryer down in the third base coach's box, and Porter again with a good lead, held on by Lean, and Bynum with two balls, two strikes, two outs. Delta's up 2-0 here in the bottom of the second, so a 5-0 chimed on the board, and there's a chopper to the shortstop, Corey Carver. He's up with it on the first, and in time to get Bynum. So, just Porter getting hit by the pitch will leave him on, and other than that, no damage done by Delta here in the bottom of the second. We'll go to the top of the third. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep,
and that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
This ball game. He'll face the 9-1-2 hitters for Cortez. So that's York, Corey Carver, and the third baseman, LaMagna. So, Kennel finishes warm-up talk. It's Delta leads 2-0 here as we start the third inning. He's pitched well so far. Only given up the one hit, has hit a batter, and has struck out four. So, York in from the right side. Kennel stares in, he's got his sign. York showing bunt, and he's going to pop it foul on the left side. Rolls toward the Delta dugout. So York attempting to bunt his way on. Has it go foul, and he'll come back to the plate. Kennel set, and here's the 0-1. This one's going to be chopped towards second. Bynum up with it, shovels it on the Lockhart at first, and that will retire York. So one out here in the top of the third, and we'll flip the lineup card for Cortez as Corey Carver will come to the plate. He was Kennel's first strikeout victim and the first at bat of the game. Landon got him looking. On a full count. Here's the pitch. That missed. I think it may have been just low. But it was a good pitch nonetheless. As Carver's been getting those called at the knees all day long. The pitch. Cannot entice Carver with that one. And now Kennel is quickly behind 2-0. And the pitch. Shot foul at the plate. So Carver will walk around a little bit. I'm not sure if that got him in the foot or not. But Kennel has his sign and delivers the 2-1. This one's chopped right back to him. Little soft underhand toss to Lockhart. And it'll be 1-3 on the put up for the second out of the inning. And so Lemunyan will come to the plate. He grounded out to Lockhart at first in the first inning. And he'll stand in from the left side. And the pitch. That'll miss low. Kennel stares in, now delivers. That'll be tap foul. And the count's even. Kennel with the 1-1 delivery. This one's popped up into center field. Leo underneath it. And squeezes it home for the third out of the inning. So Cortez going in order here in the top of the third. See what Delta can do in the bottom of the inning. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
They need help to relax. Maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let's face it to Nikki at the Sunflower Room. Melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today at 874-2939. Your certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy and Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Ross to work his half of the third inning. He'll face 2-3-4 in the Delta lineup. That's Clay Sprouse and now Joe Black, who came in as the injury substitute when Ty Reed went down in his first at bat. So Lando reached on an error in the first inning, came around to score Delta's second run. Delta leads 2-0 here. Bottom of the third inning in Delta. So, clouds starting to gather a little bit, but the like the sun is still shining, so. If you're in the sunshine, I'm sure it's pretty nice. Unfortunately, I'm under the canopy behind home plate, and it's not quite as warm. But the bright side is the wind isn't blowing, and there isn't any rain or snow in the forecast today. So we got that going for us. Landon Clay to the plate now. Second time around against Frost. Here's the pitch. It's going to take a breaking ball for ball one. May have been a slider there. Started way outside the zone and never found it. The pitch. Frost comes back with a fastball. That's fouled off and the count's even. Clay stands in. Here's the 1-1 from Frost. Hello? And play is now ahead 2-1. Frost has his side. He'll kick and fire. This one's going to be line foul on the right side, and the Terps now even at 2. And the pitch. That's going to hit it. So Cray drops down to first. One hit him square in the back. Sounded like it hurt. He's not showing the effects of it at all. So Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprouty with the lone hit for the Panthers today. Stole second. The pitch. This is outside. Take that back. Brado's got the second hit for Delta. Bynum let off the game, let off Delta's first inning with a hit. So Delta with 2 runs on 2 hits today. Play with a good lead down at first, being held on by Lean. The pitch. That's low. And ball 2 as the breeze starts to pick up a little bit here at Delta. So Brado steps out now back in. Again, good lead by Clay down at first. Frost will look over at it. Now comes set at the belt. Long look in and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Brado's timing off just a little bit there, so he'll step out, take a couple practice swings, now back in. Clay with his lead. Frost has the sign, looks over at Lando now from the belt. And Clay's going to be pissed off, playing a pickle now. He's going to run as the shortstop Carver is going to throw it back to Frost at first to get the out. So it's going to be a 3-6-1 on the put out of Clay. And that's the first out of the inning. So Lando picked off at first. And with one count, he'll take outside ball 3. So Brado steps out, now back in, this time with no runners on. Here's the 3-1 from Frost out of the windup now. Brado swings and misses. And the count's full. Payoff pitch from Frost. Swing and a miss. And there's 2 outs. So I bring Joe Black to the plate, his first at bat, I think, of the year. Came in as a defensive substitution during the Luke Ultrabrunn's tournament. I think played a half inning, and then Ty Reed resubbed for him. The pitch. It's going to miss inside. So, this very well is, I think it's Joe's first varsity at bat of his career. So, just looking to get things going here with 2 outs. The pitch. Outside. Ball 2. Black in from the left side against the righty Frost. Cross set. And delivers. This one's going to be poked on the left side in the hole. And Joe Black's got his first high school varsity hit. 2-out single on the left side. And Luke Gastineau, who was on deck, will get the shin guards off and trot to the plate. Delta leads 2-0, 2 outs here, bottom of the third. Joe Black at first. Joe has some wheels. Taking good lead down there, held on by a leaner. Gastineau steps into the left side. Frost stares in. He's got his sign. Now a long look over at Black at first. The pitch to Gastineau. Taken for a strike. Two-seamer at the knees. Black again with a good lead down there at first. And the pitch. That one caught the outside corner. It looked outside to me, but home plate umpire thought it caught the black, so. Gastineau going to have to be tough with two in battle. Here's the pitch. This one on the left side. Shortstop Carver up with it. Long throw to Furs. Gets the ambling Gastineau by a couple of steps. And that will end the inning. So no runs on one hit. One runner left on base for Delta. They still lead 2-0 here as we head to the fourth inning. You're We're gonna take a break, excuse me, here. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner, back here at Delta High School as we start the fourth inning. Delta leads 2-0 against Cortez. Landon Kennel out once again. He'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. It'll be Dave Frost and Lee. Just there. Second look at Landon. He's been very efficient here. Three innings of work, the four strikeouts, only given up, I believe, the one hit, and hit the one batsman. So Dave's in from the left side against the righty Kennel. Landon is set and delivers. Strike on the inside half. Dave steps out, now back in. And the pitch. That misses outside. And the count's even. The pitch, that'll miss outside, and counts 2-1 to the Cortez catcher. Long look in by Kennel, now he's set. And the pitch, this one's going to be chopped foul on the right side. And now the count's even once again, this time at 2. And the pitch. This one's going to be fouled back off the backstop. So the count will remain even at 2. Kennel is set and delivers. That one just missed the outside corner. The count's full. Kennel's got his sign and the payoff pitch. That one missed, and Dave draws the walk. First walk of the game for Landa. And then Miles Frost, the pitcher, will come to the plate. Frost struck out swinging in the first. He'll look in with the runner, Dave. Actually, this is a courtesy runner down there at first. He's going. Gastineau throws down, not in time. Courtesy runner, I believe, is Gabriel Crowley. Nope, that's not right. So, we'll figure out who's down there at second. Because right now, all you need to be worried about is there's a runner at second, and Miles Frost has a 1-0 count against Landon Kennel. So he pokes this one off the top of the Cortez dugout. So the count even, 2 miles. Kittle has his sign and delivers. Swinging a miss. So Kittle now ahead of the count. Kennel will step off the mound, and I've determined that there is no courtesy runner at second. That is Darren Daves after he walked. So a little different there that you don't bring in a runner for your catcher. The 1-2 swung on and missed by Frost, and he'll strike out swinging again against Kennel. It's the first out of the inning. 5 strikeouts on the game for Landon. One down here, top of the fourth inning, Delta leads 2-0. Samson Lean to the plate. Lean was hit by a pitch in the second. As the runner's going, and Gastineau airmails this into left field, Daves will pop up, and he will score. And I think Gastineau was hurt. Or if she got hit by the bat, or what happened here, but Steve Ryder out to argue that there was interference, and so Luke looking at his right hand, which is his throwing hand, I believe. I believe he bats left and throws right. So Luke's going to stay in there. He's going to see if he can throw this ball or not. Here's a practice throw from Kennel and see if Luke can grip it and throw it back. And he says, no, I can't. He says, my hand hurts too much, coach. It's not going to work. So, looks like we're going to get a substitute catcher. I think this is Clayton Fryer. So, another injury for Delta in this game. Cryer subs in for Luke. So he'll get a few practice throws back there behind the plate from Kennel. So Delta leads 2-1 after the run scored and the injury to Gaskin's hand may have been the reason that he airmailed it into left field. But one out here. Top of the fourth inning. So it looks like we will be ready here as Cryer runs back over to the dugout to get some instructions from pitching coach Keaton Ryer. And I think we're back to action now. Count's going to be 1-0 on lead. The pitch. This one is lifted up into short left field. Clay out on it, and he will make the catch. So two outs now, and Wyatt Foss will come to the plate. Foss has struck out looking in the second. Foster steps into the right side. Kennel has his sign. He'll kick and fire. Strike one at the knees. Here's the 0-1 pitch. It's in the dirt. Counts even. Foster steps out. Now he's back in. Here's the pitch from Kennel. On the ground, in the hole on the left side. Base hit. Two out single. And now Lyle Carver will come to the plate. Carver struck out looking in the second. Foster does have a stolen base on the year. Set an average lead at first as this ball will be lifted into left field. Workman back on it, can't make the catch. And so Carver will reach second on the error. And Foster will stop at third. So a little bit of trouble now for Kennel. We've got runners at second and third. Jeremy Osment coming to the plate. Osment struck out swinging in the second. But he has a chance to redeem himself. His club down by one run here in the top of the fourth and a couple of runners in scoring position. First pitch is at the knees for a strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Kennel. Swing and a miss. So, Kennel not playing around right after Osmond. Landon stares in. He's set and delivers. This one's popped up on the right side. Could be trouble. Landon, Verbynum over and cannot make the play. Looks like Lockhart ends up coming up with it as the ball falls in and both runs will score. As Osment reaches on the error, as Lockhart could not come up with the catch, and York will come to the plate. He's 0 for 1 today. Pitch right at the knees. Strike one. I think we're going to actually call Osment a hit. It was a difficult play to make for everybody there, so kind of hit into no man's land as the count's 0-2 to York. That pitch misses for a ball. So, Osment with a good lead down at first, held on by Lockhart. Cortez, by the way, is taking the lead 3-2 here. The pitch misses and the count's even. Yeah, runner's going. This one's going to be poked on the right side. That's a base hit. Osment stopped it. Second. Is going to be a double by York. So, runners at second and third is Kennel just trying to get out of the inning now. Kreider out to talk to his hurler, and now he'll come back to the plate. Corey Carver coming to the plate. Carver's 0 for 2 with a strikeout today. He'll dig in on the right side. Looking to add to his team's total on the scoreboard. Cortez taking the lead this inning 3-2 on an error by left fielder Connor Workman. First pitch, this is the zone. The 1-0 is low and inside, ball two. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. Carver steps up, and he'll step back in. Here's the 2-1 delivery. On the ground to third. Porter has it bounce off his glove. One run will score. They're sending the runner from second. That's York, and he will score. So two more runs in the inning, and Cortez he's taking a 5-2 lead. And looks like we're going to get, I think that's Keaton Ryer out of the dugout. So if he'll bring the infield in, Ryer comes in and he's
going to give his boys a pep talk, try to get them out of this inning. They've given up 4 runs here. Make it 5 runs here in the inning to give Cortez a 5-2 lead. So 2 down here in the top of the 4th inning. As the meeting on the mound is over, Keith will head back to the dugout. And Evan Lemunyan will come to the plate. Lemunyan's 0-2 today. Delta trying to get the 9th batter of the inning to be the last out of the inning as well. Runners going. Pryor throws down to 3rd, not in time. So Carver's on 3rd now. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Kettle. This one is lifted in at Mike Sabinum at 2nd. So a soft liner for the 3rd out of the inning. But 5 runs will score on 4 hits. 1 runner left on. Looks like Delta committed the 1 error. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports. Sports Online.
Founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning. Right in the restaurant to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. They take pride in how they do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Ganner back here with you in Delta. Panthers have some work to do now. They head to the bottom of the 4th, down 5-2. Miles Frost will be working against the 6-7-8 hole hitters for Delta. That's Workman, Kennel, and Lockhart. So Workman allowing the runs for Cortez for them to take the lead in the top of the inning with an error out in left field. Looks to redeem himself now as he heads to the plate to try to start the rally off here as the first leadoff hitter in the inning. He is 0-for-1 today. Grounded out to Lemunyan over at 3rd in the back of the 1st inning. So he'll stand in from the right side. Here's the pitch from Frost. This one, first pitch swinging, lifted up to the shortstop Corey Carver, drops back to the grass, and 1 pitch, 1 out for the Panthers. So Landon Kennel coming in to try to help his cause here. He's 0-for-1, grounded out to Lemunyan as well. That happened in the 2nd. His only other at bat today. And the pitch. This one's going to be popped up foul on the right side. First baseman Lee ranging over, runs out of real estate. So Kennel retreats back to the plate after fouling that one off. He'll face the 0-1 pitch of Frost. Strike 2 at the knees as Kennel takes that one. Here's the pitch. Strike 3 called on the outside corner.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. That'll bring Lockhart to the plate. Nope. Looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter. Evan Ficklin will come to the plate. Ficklin looking to start a two-out rally. So he'll step into the right side with two outs. Ficklin is batting .333 on the season in 9 at-bats. And he'll wind this foul out of play on the right side. Ficklin has a double, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Here's the 0-1 from Frost. Comes inside, almost hits Ficklin in the knee. Instead, it'll be ball one. So Frost steps off the rubber. Now he'll be back on, gets his thigh. And the pitch. This one's lifted right at the shortstop. Another soft liner to Carver to end the inning. So Delta goes quietly here in their half of the fourth. Take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Well, Kevin, 5-2 here in the top of the fifth and an unexpected turn of events. As it looks like Ty Reed has resubbed into the game to take over on the mound. Looks like Kennel will stay in and go to second base with Bynum moving into right field. And like I said, Reed coming to the plate. To the mound. So, Reed coming in to obviously shut Cortez down for a couple innings. So Delta can maybe put some runs on the board. Ficklin stays in to play first base. So it looks like Darren Daves will lead this inning off as well. He started the Cortez rally last inning with a walk and coming around to score on a throwing error by Gastineau that has been hit by the bat on a backswing and knocked him out of his game as the first pitch to Daves by Reed is a strike. So Landon Kennel going 4 innings, allowing the 5 runs and walks 1, struck out 5. Make it 6. The 0-1 is taken for a ball. And that pitch now. It's fouled off weakly on the right side. So Reed ahead in the count 1-2. Ty stares in for his sign. He's got it. And the pitch. This one on the ground to second. Tennell up with it on the first. In time. 4-3 on the put out for the first out of the inning, and Miles Frost will come to the plate. Frost, a couple of strikeouts today. He's going to lift it up into center. Lejo in on it and can't make the catch. It'll drop. A long run for Lejo, but he got there. Frost will reach on the error and we'll get a courtesy runner here as number 18, Bobby Lights, will come in. And Samson Lee will come to the plate. Lee 0-1 today. Also was hit by a pitch. Lee stands in on the right side. We'll get the signs from Tim Passel down at third. Good lead by Lights down at first. Lean showing bunt, pulls back, takes strike one. Reeve looks over at first, now comes back. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball is a back pitch thrown down by Cryers, not in time. Breaking ball misses, and it counts even at one. Here's the pitch from Ty. Runner's going. This one's lifted into left field. It's going deep, and it is off the wall. Workman picks it up, gets it in. Run is going to score from first. Here's the throw, and he is out at the plate. What a throw by Workman in left field on the fly. Gets the runner Lights trying to score from first. I didn't think there was any way they were going to get him as he rounded third, but a perfect throw and a great tag by Cryer. There's two outs in the inning. Lean with the second on the throw. Foster's the batter. Foster, 1-for-2 today with a run scored and a strikeout. Lean the runner at second. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Ty. Foster tried to check his swing, not able to, and that's strike one. Reed stares in, has his sign. He's ready now, the 1-1. High breaker misses. And the pitch. That one misses as well. It was close. Three balls, one strike to Foster. Two outs here. Top of the fifth, Cortez the leads 5-2. Here's the pitch. That one's blowing outside. And five-pitch walk to Foster puts runners at first and second. Lyle Carver will come to the plate. Carver's 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. Reached on an error and scored last inning. So, lean the runner at second, Foster at first. Again, second baseman Carver at the plate.
the pitch. That misses the ball one. Reed stares in. He's got his sign. Checks the runner. Now comes home. That misses high. Reed sets and fires. Swinging a miss. So it's 2-1 to the Cortez second baseman. Reed checks the runner and now comes home. That missed somewhere. Looks like it might have been in at the knees, maybe a little low. I think the umpire telling Cryer exactly where that one missed. Reed set. Here's the 3-1. That's outside, and the bases are loaded. So Jeremy Osment will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a strikeout and a run scored today. He's going to head down and talk to Paschal and get a little bit of a pep talk. Osment is 1-for-2. I think I already told you what his line is for today, so he'll stand in on the right side. Base is loaded. Here's the pitch to Osment. High strike called for the first time today. He's right across the letters, and the plate umpire calls it a strike. And the pitch. That one drops in for a strike. So Ty coming right after Osment here. Trying to get out of the inning with no damage done. Here's the 0-2. Just missed the inside corner. Delta fans not happy about that. Cryer asked him exactly where that missed. Although Clayton seemed to think it missed too. So the pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3. Ty gets out of the inning with no runs scored. Cortez leaves 3 runners on after loading the bases. They still lead 5-2 as we head to the bottom of the 5th. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
The bottom of the 5th, down 5-2. Hi there, I'm Mark Cantor, and Miles Frost out to work. At least start the 5th inning. Is Delta going to send 9, 1, and 2 pole hitters to the plate? That means Porter, Bynum, and Clay. Lance hit by a pitch back in the 2nd inning. But he ended up being the only base runner for Delta. He was left aboard in that inning. So Delta looking for base runners once again, and Porter trying to give Delta that to lead off the 5th.
So Lance in from the right side. This will be his second look at Frost. Here's the pitch. That's going to hit Porter again. So Lance will make it to first, and Ryland Bynum will come to the plate. Rye 1-for-2 with a run scored today. Porter takes the lead from first. Good lead. Held on by Lee. Frost. Looks over. Now comes Sett. The pitch. Bynum takes ball one. Pitch was low. Rye steps out. Now back in. Frost shakes off a sign. Now comes Sett. Pitch is a strike. Bynum tried to call time and stepped out. The umpire didn't give it to him. Coach Ryder says, don't know what to tell you. As Bynum takes strike one from outside the batter's box. So Porter with the lead at first. Frost to the plate. Strike two taken on the inside. Bynum going to have to be tough with two now. The pitch in the dirt. Good block by Dave. So getting back to the first strike call on Bynum. Just because a batter calls time does not mean the umpire has to grant it. Sometimes that'll happen if the pitcher's already into his windup or the batter waits for the last second and Bynum will pop this foul out of play. So in that case, I'm not sure if the umpire thought the pitcher was into his windup already or what, but he did not grant Ryland timeout, and unfortunately, Ryland took strike one outside when he was standing outside the batter's box. Here's the 2-2 pitch at the knees, taking strike three. So that'll be the first out of the inning, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Landon has reached on an error today, been hit by a pitch, scored a run, and been picked off of first base. Porter's still the runner at first. He'll be checked on by, or looked at by Frost. And back picked by Dave. That may have slipped out of his hands. May have been trying to fake the throw, but it was in the dirt. A good block by Lean. Porter back in plenty of time. So, there's Frost will check Porter. Here's the 1-0 to Clay. This one chops foul down the third baseline. That'll be even. Clay steps out, now back in. Here's the pitch from Frost. Nope. Sorry, I anticipated that as he throws over to first. So one ball, one strike, one out. Cortez leads 5-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Porter with a good lead off of first. Pitch gets away from Diggs, but he is able to block it enough that it doesn't get by him, able to keep it in front, and Porter not able to advance. Count is 2-1 to Clay, though. The pitch. Collins pokes foul down the right field line, out of play. And the count's even. Clay will step back into the box. Porter with his lead at first. Frost looks at him. Now comes set. And the pitch. That pitch taken high for a ball. And the count's full. Clay steps out. Looks down to Breyer third. Now will come step back in. Porter with his lead. Frost has his sign. He's set. And the payoff pitch. Foul back to the backstop. And the count will stay full. Long look in by Frost. He's ready now. And the pitch. Taking strike three on the inside corner. Two outs now in the inning. Frost's fourth strikeout of the game. So that brings Braden Sprout to the plate. Brado 1-for-2 with a strikeout today. Also has a stolen base. Porter with a good lead at first, held on by Lee. Frost checks it, now comes home. Taken outside, ball one. Frost looks over at Porter. Now comes home. Swing and a miss from Brado. Long look in by Frost, but he's set now. Checks Porter, comes home. That misses high and outside. Deep breath by Frost. He'll come set. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Count's even. Brado steps out. Now he'll step back in. Real good lead by Porter now. Down at first. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. And the pitch. Swing and a miss by Brado. Strike three. So after hitting Porter, Frost strikes up the side. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations Don Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations Don Main. A&M Creations Don Main voted 2021 their all-around restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Start the sixth inning. He'll face the 9-1-2 hole hitters. So Dean York is 1-for-2 today with a double and a run scored. After York will be Cody Carver, and then the third baseman, Evan Lemunyan. So Reed, first inning of work was the fifth, and he managed to load the bases before striking out Osment to end the inning. was able to hold Cortez off the scoreboard, looking to do it with a little less work this inning. But what Delta really needs to start doing is putting runs on the board. That's something they've been struggling with here today, at least after the first inning. So York will step in on the right side after a couple of practice swings. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be fouled off the top of the backstop. Here's the 0-1. Breaker in for a strike. Good pitch by Ty. 0-2 to the Cortez right fielder. The pitch. This one lined right back up the middle into center field for a base hit. So Ficklin will hold York on at first, and Carver will step in. Cody Carver, 1-for-3 with a strikeout today. Short lead by York. Reed looks over. Now comes Seth. And the pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Cryer. So Cryer will get the sign from Keaton Ryer in the dugout as Carver calls time. Here's the pitch. That's low. Again, Cryer able to block it, keep it in front of him. Reed stares in. Now he's set. York creeps off of first, not going. That one runs inside. Just misses Carver, and it's 3-0 to the Cortez shortstop. And the pitch. That's strike one on the inside corner, taken by Carver, who was turning out. Reed still battling. The pitch on the ground right side. Kennel up with it on the first. York advances to second. The Delta has the first out of the inning. That'll bring LeMoney into the plate. He's 0-for-3 today. Soft liner to second. Back in the fourth. Bynum was still playing second at the time. York with a big lead off of second. And the pitch to LeMunyon taken up and he's for strike one. Reed will check York at second. Now comes home. Misses the outside corner. Counts even. Reed has his side, and the pitch, that'll miss outside. 2-1 to the Cortez third baseman. Reed checks the runner, York at second, now comes home, swing and chop foul at the plate, and the count's even. Long look in by Ty, now he's set. Here's the 2-2 delivery. That runs high and tight, and the count's full. And the payoff pitch. Boom, that just missed. So runners at first and second, and Darren Davies will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 with a walk today and a run scored. Reed comes set. And the pitch. This one chopped on the right side in the hole. Kennel up with it. Can't make the throw. Good stop by Kennel. Saves the run from scoring. The Days will be on with the infield hit, and the bases will be loaded with one out. That'll bring Miles Frost to the plate, the pitcher. His squad having a 3-run lead, trying to build upon that. He's 0-for-2 with a couple of strikeouts today. Did reach on an error last inning. The pitch is lined back up the middle. Slow roller and will get the runner Frost at first for the second out. The run will score from third. The ball was slowed when it hit the mound in front of Reed. 6-3 on the putout. Cortez now leads 6-2. It's like we're going to get a pinch runner out at second base. Actually, it looks like it might be a courtesy runner. At second base. As Lemunyan will be the runner at third and the courtesy runner at second for the catcher Days. Not quite sure who the courtesy runner is. The 0-1 pitch to Lean is in for strike two. The pitch is going to be poked foul out of play on the right side. The pitch. This is high. Here's the 1-2 from Reed. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And Delta's out of the inning. One run will score on one hit. Cortez leaves two on. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth inning. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Ace is the place for the house hardware, folks. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorin, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop Evolution shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Panther back with you is... The 4, 5, and 6 hole hitters will come to the plate for Delta. That'll be Reed, and it looks like Logan Clay will be on deck in that 5 hole. For Cryer, and then Workman. So, looks like Frost will be back out on the mound. Six to two is the score in favor of Cortez. As Reed, who re-entered in the fourth, will come to the plate. He's had a sack fly in the first, where he injured himself and left the game with an RBI. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Reed steps out, now back in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Frost bears in. Here's the 0-2. This one will be line foul out of play. On the right side. Long look in by Frost. Now he'll deliver. Swing and a miss. One down, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Excuse me, Logan Clay. Clay looking to start the rally here. Just has one at bat on the season. He'll take strike one. The 0-1 misses, and the count's even. Cross delivers. This one's a base hit in the left side by Lowe. So we're going to get a courtesy runner as Chaz Wilkes will come in to run for the catcher. So Wilkes will be the runner at first, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor's 0-2 today. Umpire informing Coach Passel about the courtesy runner. And now Connor will step into the batter's box. Workman's been swinging at the first pitch all day. We'll see if he continues to do that here. The pitch misses for a ball. Workman steps out, now back in. Wilkes with a good lead down at first, held on by Lee. The pitch bounces away from the catcher. Daves with a throw down, and the ball's going to get away from the shortstop Carver, who's covering. Actually, the second baseman's covering, and Wilkes will be in on the wild pitch. So the pitch was in the dirt, bounced up and away from Daves, the catcher. But Dave's able to track it down and make a good throw down. The second baseman, Carver, not able to come up with it, though. The 1-0 catches the outside corner for a strike. Make it the 2-0. The pitch is going to be popped up on the infield. First baseman lean in on it. And Corey Carver comes all the way over from the shortstop to the other first base side of the mound and cannot come up with the catch. So Workman will be on as a result of his error, and now Landon Kennel will come to the plate. Kennel 0-for-2 with a strikeout today. Was the starting pitcher, moved to second on the pitching change. So Delta now, one out, runners at first and second. Kennel's going to pop up the first pitch back behind the plate. The catcher Dave is coming over. And that one's out of play. Just over the top of the backstop. So Kennel, get a second chance here. Wilson runner at second, Workman at first, so there's some speed out there. The pitch, taken low for a ball. Kennel will step out, now back in. Here's the 1-1 from Frost, swing and a miss. So Kennel will step out, gather himself, now step back in. Frost shakes off the sign, now has what he likes, he's set. The pitch, line back up the middle, it's off the pitcher Frost, he'll throw to first, and just gets Kennel. The runners will advance, so two runners in scoring position for Ficklin. Ficklin 0-for-1. And he came in as the pinch hitter for Lockhart back in the fourth. The pitch, taken outside for a ball. Wilkes the runner at third, Workman on second. A base hit will score two and get Delta right back in this ballgame. Here's the pitch from Frost. That catches the outside corner. Counts even. Frost set and delivers, and that's high and tight. Ficklin ahead in the count 2-1 now. Frost set and delivers. Swing and a miss from Ficklin, and the count's even once again. Evan going to have to be tough with two. Leads to battle. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch. This one's popped up foul out of play back behind us. Strickland looking to extend the bottom of the sixth inning for the Delta Panthers. They squad down 6-2 here. Delta scored two runs early in the first inning, and things looked to be running real smooth, and then Cortez came back with a five-run fourth, and Delta's been shut down since then. The pitch in the dirt, blocked by Gates, and the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch from Frost. It misses low. The bases will be loaded for Lance Porter. Lance has been hit by a pitch twice today. The hat trick will get him an RBI. The pitch. This one lifted into deep left field. The left fielder back on it, and he will make the catch in front of the wall. That was Foster. And that will end Delta's threat here in the bottom of the sixth. We'll go to the top of seven. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Logan Crier staying behind the plate after pinch hitting for Clayton Crier in the bottom of the sixth. I think everything else stays the same defensively. You got Ficklin, Kennel, Landon, Clay, and Porter first to third on the infield. It's going to be Workman, Leho, and Bynum left to right in the outfield. Reed on the mound, looking to for three up, three down here in the seventh to get his team up to bat and start a rally. So Ty will face the 6, 7, and 8 hole hitters that sponsor Lyle Carver and Osman. So Foster is 1 for 2 with a strikeout and a walk today. Has a score to run as well. There's a discussion back and forth between the dugouts and the umpire. I'm not sure what that's about, but it doesn't look like it's anything too serious. Foster will step into phase three. The pitch. Strike one at the knees. The pitch, strike two at the knees. Foster taking the first two pitches for strikes. Now Ty Reed way ahead. Here's the pitch. He'll miss from the inside corner. Good place to miss if you're Ty. Reed sets, and he'll kick and fire. That'll miss. Low and inside, and the count's even. Reed stares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. Breaking ball misses and the count's full. So Reed, not wanting to lose Foster here, has to lock in on the payoff pitch. Here it comes, and it's in the dirt. Leadoff walk for Foster, and while Carver will come to the plate, Carver, 0 for 1 today, reached on an error, scored a run. Also has a walk. First pitch is a strike, gets away from Clay behind the plate, allowing Foster to advance 90 feet to second. Carver steps out now, back in. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. So again, Reed quickly up 0-2 on the batter. The pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three is the first out. It's the second strikeout of the game, I believe, for Ty. And it looks like we're going to get a pinch hitter for Cortez as Colby Worth will come to the plate in place of Jeremy Osmer. So Worth batting, looks like he's only had one at bat on the year. So, one out here, runner on second, the pitch, misses outside for a ball. Cortez leads 6-2 here in the top of the seventh. Delta looking to hold here in the top of the inning to get the opportunity to rally in the bottom. There's the pitch. This one popped up foul out of play on the right side. Count even at one. Reed checks the runner at second. Now comes home. Misses. Foster the runner at second for Cortez. Got a pretty good lead out there. Reed will check on him. Delivers the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Count will be even once again. Reed sets and delivers on the ground to third. Porter can't come up with it as it rolls under his glove. So a single by Worth with the runner not able to advance. And now with runners at first and second, York will come to the plate. He's 2-for-3 with a double today and a couple of runs scored. Looks like we're going to get a pinch runner. As Caden Cody will come in to pinch run for Worth. So York will step in. One out. Runners at first and second. Looks like Stickland going to be playing in front of the runner at first as York will foul it off the backstop. Clay working in and out behind the runner, Foster at second. And the 1-0, or excuse me, the 0-1, this is low for a ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Lisa's across the board here in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch stopped on the ground to read it, but he'll throw it to second, trying to get the start of a double play, threw it high, and everybody's safe. So once again, the bases are loaded with one out, and Corey Carver will come to the plate. Carver, 1-for-4 with a strikeout today. And the pitch, that misses high and tight. Reed stares in, has the sign, and the pitch. This one lifted into left field, Workman's back, and this is gone. Get the rye bread and the spicy mustard. That was a grand salami. So Cortez breaking it open now with that homer and making it really tough on Delta here coming up at the bottom of the seventh inning. Cortez leads 10-2 now as LeMunyan will come to the plate with one out. LeMunyan 0-for-3 with a walk today. Here's the pitch from Reed. This one will be lifted into right field, and this is going to drop in front of Bynum. So Days will come to the plate once again. He's 2-for-3 with a walk today and a run scored. Here's the pitch from Reed. This is chopped foul at the plate. The 0-1 catches the outside corner, and it's 0-2. LeMunyan, the runner at first. Held on by Ficklin. Good lead by LeMunyan. Reed stares in, gets his side, checks the runner, now comes set. The pitch misses with the breaking ball. Reed set once again and delivers. He'll miss high. Counts even at 2 now to the Cortez third, make it catcher. Cortez third baseman LeMunyan is the runner at first. He's got a really good lead down there. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 out. Reed's pitch. Misses outside and the count's full. Reed will check LeMunyan at first. Now comes set. Runner's going. Pitch is called. Strike 3 at the knees. And Dave cannot believe it, as he will head back to the dugout. And there's 2 outs in the inning. Miles Frost will come to the plate. Lemonyan, the runner at second now. The pitch. Then the dirt gets away from Logan. And Lemonyan will advance to third. So Reed will dig in. Comes set. And delivers the 1-0. That misses outside. The pitch. That's called strike on the outside corner. The count will be 2-1 to the Cortez pitcher. That pitch misses, and it's 3-1. Reed looking to win this battle here. Behind him, the count. The pitch. That's in for a strike, and the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch from Reed. This is going to be lined into right field. Bynum going to track it down, and that'll be an RBI single for Frost. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner. Looks like Bobby Reich will check back in as the courtesy runner. Steve Ryer's going to take a stroll to the mound, see if we get a pitching change here. Or if this is just going to be a short discussion. So far, it looks like we're looking over to the dugout, to the bullpen. Looks like we're going to get a pitching change. As it looks like I think this is Jesse Delgado will be coming in to pitch. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
That's Chaz Brooks taking the bump for Delta in his first appearance of the season. Looks like Ty Reed will stay in the game, and I think he's going to play third. So Wilkes will come in Lance Porter's spot, the 9-hole. So, like I mentioned, Reed will move to third, and Wilkes will come in to try to get the final out of this inning. So Chaz going to face it looks like Samson Lean, the first baseman, with the runner Mike's on first. Lean 0-for-2 with the strikeouts, been hit by a pitch today. First pitch is outside for a ball. Good snag by the catcher, Logan Clay. Being the ninth batter to come to the plate this inning. The pitch. This is low and outside. Second time this game, but Cortez has sent 9 batters to the plate. Cortez leads 11-2 now. in this final inning. The pitch drops foul on the third base side. So Dean steps out, now back in. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Wilkes. This one on the ground to short. Clay up with it. Dishes to Kennel at second. And Delta will finally be out of this inning. So another 5 runs from Cortez puts them up 11-2 as we head to the bottom of the 7th. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about making the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Delta Heights. The Panthers have quite a bit of work to do here in the bottom of the final inning. They're behind 11-2. They'll be sending, looks like, the 1, 2, and 3 hole hitters to the top of the lineup for the Panthers. Bynum, Clay, and Sprout to the plate. So Bynum, 1-for-3 with a strikeout and a run scored today. He's looking to start the rally here in the bottom of the 7th inning. So Delta needs base runners, and they need many of them here. And Bynum looking to get on base. So he'll stand in on the right side against, looks like we've got a new pitcher here for Cortez. Looks like Evan Lemunyan will come in from third base to pitch and just trade places with Frost. The pitch. High and tight. Ball one. The 0-1 is on the ground to short. Carver up with it. Find him quickly up the line, but not quick enough, as that's the first out of the inning. That'll bring Clay to the plate. Lando is 0-for-1 with a strikeout today. He's been hit by a pitch and reached on an error. He's scored a run. Here's the pitch from Lemunyan. This is going to be looped into right field, and it's going to bounce in front of the right fielder, York, for a base hit. So, Braden Sprout will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts today. Lemunyan stares here. We'll check Clay over at first. Now comes Seth. And the pitch. This one's lined foul on the right side. Clay got his feet tangled up there out on the base paths and took a tumble, but he's okay. Probably a good thing that ball was hit foul. Otherwise, Clay would have been in big trouble out there. Lemunyan has his sign and comes set. The pitch. This is shot foul again on the right side. Long look in by Lemunyan. He'll look over at Clay at first. He'll be set. Here's the 0-2. This one's popped up foul on the left side. Yep, So Grado continues to battle up there, down 0-2. And the pitch. Taking strike three on the outside corner. Two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed looking to keep things going. Clay, the runner at first. Ty 0 for 1 with a strikeout and a sack fly today. The pitch. This is inside. LeMunyon has the side, he steps, and delivers. This one's popped up foul out of play on the right side. Counts even at 1. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be lined in the left field for a base hit. So a two-out single keeps Delta's hopes alive here as Logan Clay will come to the plate. We're going to get a Steve Ryer came to get a courtesy runner, then realized Ty wasn't pitching anymore. So Reed will stay over there at first. Landon Clay, the runner, at second. And Logan Clay at the plate takes ball one. And the pitch. That catches the outside corner and the count's even at 1. And the pitch catches the outside corner, and that's strike 2. The pitch, that misses outside, and the count's even at 2 now. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 3, and that's the ball game. So Delta is going to lose 11-2. We'll take a break. Come back with the post-game show. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit deltahealthco.org. Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS-certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder coating, stand blasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 67 years. Or Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Not the outcome Delta was hoping for today if they dropped this one to Cortez. We started out with a good first inning, scored two runs early, and then were shut down the rest of the way. Ended up losing this one 11-2. Delta has their first road game of the season. Weather permitting, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to travel to Delta on Saturday. First pitch for that one scheduled at 11 a.m., and I'll have all the action right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score of this game, Cortez 11, Delta 2. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. Have a good night, folks.